We are about to study the third Aliyah, the Aliyah from Shlishi to Revi'i. This is a very short one, only four Pesukim, and so our little lecture will not even be a lecture today, but simply a lecturette. In the previous Parshios, we learned of Yisro's arrival, his reunion with Moshe, and his observation of Moshe's trifold job description: spiritual guide for prayer, expert teacher of Torah, and chief and only judge. And Yisro said, keep those first two roles, be a teacher and a spiritual guide, but give up the role of the sole judge and appoint many, many other judges. Let them all be Anshei Chayil, and then you will not wither, you will not shrivel. And Moshe, now we will read, Vayishma Moshe Lekol Chosno. How do we translate this? Moshe heard, or Moshe obeyed. The word Vayishma can mean to hear, it can also mean to obey, it can also mean to understand. Vayishma Moshe Lekol Chosno. Can it mean Moshe obeyed? Well, the next phrase is Vaya'as Kol Asher Amor. He did everything that Yisro said. So the second half of the pasuk is the obedience. Moshe did what Yisro said. What does it mean then, Vayishma Moshe Lekol Chosno? For this we turn to the Malbim, who distinguishes between Lishmoa bikol, to listen in the voice, or Vayishma likol, to listen to the voice. Malbim insists that Vayishma bikol means to obey, to accept. Vayishma bikol, yes, I obey, I agree. Vayishma likol means to pay attention, to consider, to think about it. Shesom lev l'dvorov, v'shokal osom. So that, then the pasuk reads very well. Vayishma Moshe l'kol chosno. Moshe considered what Yisro had to say. He listened to his voice, meaning he listened well. He thought about it. He contemplated it. He analyzed it. And then he said, you know, father-in-law has a good idea. Vayas. And he did it. How did he do it? What did he do? Vayivchar Moshe Anshei Chayil Mikol Yisroel. He took these Anshei Chayil, these specially competent people from all of Israel, not just from the upper classes, from all of Israel, wherever he could find an Anshei Chayil. Vayiteno Som Roshim Al Ha'om, and he made them chieftains over the people. Sorei Alofim, he made some chieftains over thousands. Sorei Meos, some were chieftains and judges over hundreds. Sorei Chamishim, some over fifties. V'sorei Asoros, and some over tens. V'shavtu es ha'om b'choleis, and they did judge the people at all times. Meaning, not that they should, but that they did, or that they will. They became the judges. Es ha'dovar ha'koshe yiviyun el Moshe, difficult things they brought to Moshe. V'chol ha'dovar ha'katon, minor things, routine matters, yishputu heim, they judged on their own. And what seems to be now the end of the story. Vayishalach Moshe es chosno, Moshe sent his father-in-law away. Vayelech lo el artso, and his father-in-law went back to his land, to Midian. Is that the end of the story? Well, if you read, and we will read much later, in Parshas Bahaloscha, in Bamidbar Perek Yud, Psukim Chof Tes Talamet Aleph, that Moshe begged Yisro to stay, and indeed it seems that Yisro did stay. Why then is he sending him away now? What is all that about? He sent him away and that's the end of it? No more Yisro. How then does he pop up later? Various Mefarshim have various approaches to this. Rashi insists that no, Moshe did not send Yisro away permanently, but rather Vayelech lo el hatzo, Rashi says, legayer b'nei mishpachto. Yisrael went home to his family, to the rest of his family, to bring them closer to God, to convert them to Judaism, and to reunite all of his family, all of Tzipora's siblings and uncles and cousins, etc., back to the Jewish people. That's where they returned. And when we read in Chumash Bamidbar about Moshe pleading them to stay, it's begging the entire family that had now been reunited after the Giyur, after the conversion, to stay. So Vayishalach Moshe Eschosno does not mean Moshe sent him away permanently. Vayelech lo al artso does not mean that Yisro went to his land never to return. But rather it means he went there legayer b'nei mishpachto, to convert the rest of his family to the religion of the God whom Yisro now knew was Gadol Mikol Ho'elohim, was greater than all other possible religions, cultures, belief systems, and forces in the universe. And so we have finished until Revi'i.